love ain't changed. But I knew deep down in my heart, love ain't the same. When I was up, you were down. But when the going got tough, you were nowhere to be found.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
Every morning, millions of children walk into school with backpacks full of material, ready to learn valuable lessons. But in a heartbeat, everything changes. Gun violence is now the leading cause of death for children and teens in the U.S. No parent should ever be forced to live in fear of that call. No child should have to worry if they'll come back home or not. We can end this. More background checks, safer storage, and accountability. It starts with us. Join Every Town for Gun Safety at everytown.org because every child deserves to feel safe.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break and our DJs are out of the station enjoying the sun. But don't worry, we'll be back in the fall with new DJs, new shows, and new programming. To find out what's happening in the area off campus, check out the City of Oneonta's page. Otherwise, have a great summer, everyone. Enjoy WONY's summer programming and keep it locked.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. Oh my God, we're so back.
We're back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Hello, everyone. It is officially time for your favorite talk show in Oneonta, Stereotypes.
The award-winning
talk show. Oh, I can't wait to talk about that.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ L.
I'm really excited to be back. This is like, I've missed this.
This is just like my favorite hour.
Yeah, I know, it really is. It's everyone's favorite hour.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hi, my mic. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. turn.
Okay, whoa. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to look at you. I want to be able to look at you. This is in my back.
Oh. Okay, so we didn't play, like, the PSA thing, but, like,
our views
and opinions expressed during this talk show hour.
I just broke something.
Lucas has been breaking the entire station this whole time since he walked
Joe
in
Joe, Gloria, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. That's our operations manager. Wow, I really broke this.
The views and opinions that are expressed during this talk show hour do not in any way resemble or resonate with the studio or the college or anything like that. This is our opinion and our opinions only.
Correct.
Correct.
They are. And are they valid opinions?
I think so.
Or are they, I was going to say stereotypical, but that's not the word.
Lucas, what did you do this summer?
I did a lot. Okay, I have this weird thing,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that every other summer, like, okay, so if it's the summer, if it's like an even number summer,
okay,
like 2026, 2024,
yep,
it's the best summer ever. And if it's like an odd number, for some reason, it's like, just doesn't hit. I don't know why, but like, obviously it was a 2026 and I had the best summer of my life.
Period.
I had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's so hot in here.
It's really warm in here.
Like
I can't breathe.
Like, yeah, I can't breathe. But yeah, it was really good. All I did was pretty much work.
Mm-hmm.
I worked and I worked and I worked.
Yep.
I do love my job. So
you work at a
amusement park.
Amusement park.
It's like the dream. Like, I mean,
I'm surprised you're not like crazy tan.
Well, I don't work in the sun.
Oh, where do you work?
So I work in the shade. So I do mostly games, GameStop, and arcade.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I do that. I'm a trainer now.
Wow.
Which is exciting. So I get to train all the new people, show them the tricks of the trade. So it's a lot of fun. And then, yeah, all the games and everything are all covered and everything. Mm. So like, you don't have to like worry about like it raining on you or something. And I really feel bad for the people that do rides, yeah, because, you know, they're in the rain and whatever. But I've done rides a few times, a handful of times. They've needed some extra help, and I've done it and I like it. But
that's fine.
Nothing beats the games. It's so fun.
Do they give you a little fan, or do you have to just stand in the heat?
There are some fans, yeah.
But like, do you get one?
No, I don't get a personal one, but there's ones on the walls.
Mm.
So it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
You know, it's a lot of fun. It's still open until the weekend after Labor Day weekend.
I feel like that's when like everything shifts. That's,
yeah,
like the,
that's
fall,
like the end
shift
of summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
I know. When that place closes, you just know that it, summer's over.
And New York State Fair.
I know.
It's closing that weekend.
Oh, I know. We should go.
We should.
Yeah. Either that or like something else. I don't know.
Let's
but,
just do something.
All I did this summer was pretty much work. Mm-hmm. I kind of like tried to like not. So like last summer, I feel like all I did was stay inside, work, go home. Like I didn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like this summer I really got out a lot.
That's
like,
good.
Like, you know, like even if it was just like, let's go get a sweet treat and go to the beach and watch the sunset.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like it wasn't. I don't know. Like, I felt like I got a lot done, and I felt like I didn't really, like, chut around as much as I did last summer.
That's good.
Yeah.
I liked your Instagram posts.
Oh, thank you.
So cute.
Thank you. Yeah. I always go to my family's cottage every week. Or, whoa.
Whoa.
Not every week. During a week in the summer. My grandparents do, like, a timeshare cottage of the same cottage every single summer, and we did it in July this year, which we don't usually. We usually do in August, so it was like a little different. And it was a ton of fun. I mean, it always is. I've been going there since I've like can remember. So.
Is it like on the water?
Mm-hmm. It's on the water of Cuca Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I know, beautiful lake.
Do you kayak?
No, I don't. Well, we don't have one, but like, I do have my boater's license.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have a motorboat, and I tend to take it out with friends. Yeah,
that's so fun.
Tubing.
Okay.
I can water ski too.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Like well?
Well, it's been a while. I think it would take a few tries, but I think once I get it, I'm pretty solid. Like once I get up on the skis, we're good.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see, what else did I do? Yeah, the cottage was fun. I got a week off of work. The amusement park tends to be to turn into a full-time job about like, I don't know, a few weeks in after like kind of school lets out,
yep,
like July, they're like open like the same hours each week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tend to work, like get one day off,
yep,
per week. It changes each week. And then I just work the rest of the days, and it's not hard work. So
yeah,
like it mostly just feels like light work. And I have a great group of coworkers too. So it just like
money up.
It's just vibes. Money's up.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't really. Like, I didn't really do anything else that exciting. What about you?
I also had a very chill summer, but, like,
yeah,
in a good way. Like,
yeah,
I feel
yeah
recharged. I feel like a new person.
Yes. I also feel like a new person.
It's
a
good.
Bit. Yeah.
It's good. I substituted for a while when school was still in session.
Good.
I had a radio internship, which was very, very
ooh,
fun.
Wait. Tell me about that.
The place that I went to had multiple stations. I can't remember them off the top of my head. But it was really cool because they had, like, editing. What would you call that? I want to say marketing, but it's not marketing.
Like news?
Yeah, kind of. They did it all like in their own thing. So like they had me like edit out the breaths and like, and they were like recording
okay
like different ads
about
and stuff like that. So that was cool
so
to
like
see.
Production?
Yes.
Okay.
It was so cool.
That's
and there
what our
so
production
many
department
people
does.
Like, it was freaking cool.
Amazing.
It was just cool.
That's so fun.
And other than that, I think I just kind of chutted around. I saw my friend Bella in her play that I was not in.
Yes. What play was it?
Bear.
Bear.
The musical.
Yeah.
So yeah, there.
I saw
very
those
good
pictures. Yay.
Yeah.
Anything else fun that you did?
Nothing's coming to mind right now.
And I saw you were on the water a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
My boat.
Yep. My boat.
My boat. My pontoon boat.
I know. I wish I could have came out this summer. I just like, it's just hard.
And my dad too, he was like, we should go out and we should surprise Lucas. Like we should just show up at the amusement park one day and just surprise Lucas.
I would have like exploded.
Which is why, I don't know if you remember, there was one day I texted you. I was like, hypothetically, when do you work? And
I
you're like,
remember
I work
this
all the time.
I work like
I work
every
all the
day.
Time. Yeah,
like
that's
pretty
not
much
really
every
helpful
day. I know it's not because like the thing is like with it just being so it's only open like 4 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
With that, people's summer availability changes every week. They're going
yeah
on vacations. They're coming back. So the schedule every week also changes.
Mm.
Like it's different every week. It's not like if it was like a full year job, it probably would stay the same. But since it's not, and since it's like only 4 months, like people's schedules change all the time. Like I took a week off. I took a weekend off to go to Long Island. Oh, mm-hmm. I did that this summer. I went to Long Island for the first time. Yeah, I flew. It was really fun. I'd never flown alone before.
How'd that go?
It went really good, actually. I was worried because it's JFK.
Right.
And JFK is very busy. Mm-hmm. And when I did get there, I was very overwhelmed and overstimulated.
Yep.
But we got through it.
Okay.
And now that I did it once, I feel like I could do it again. It wasn't that expensive. It wasn't terrible. Yeah. But what were we talking about?
Your shift.
Oh.
Wait, weekly what? Changes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, the schedule is just constantly changing. So, like, I never... Like, I get my schedule, like, when the, like, Wednesday, like, of the week before. And then it's from, I get my schedule Monday to Sunday.
But that's good.
No, like, it is really good. And it does change, which is nice. Like, you know, it's like, it's not like I can't do anything this Wednesday night ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I might not.
That's
like,
good.
Whatever. And it also leaves a lot of flexibility. Like, people, like, need to call off a lot. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can just pick up more stuff.
Yeah.
I worked overtime a lot towards the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So
how far is it from your house? Is it a far drive?
It's literally like 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You lucky duck.
I know. It's right there. I grew up there. So, no, I literally did. Like, I grew up at that amusement park.
So
I got
cute.
A season pass all the time. Aww. And as soon as, like, you know, eventually when you get to a certain age, it doesn't hit the same once you've go so many times. It's like, yeah, like, I mean, it's a family-friendly amusement park. Like, it's not like Six Flags. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have these giant roller coasters, but it's still, like, it's fun. It's got a really nice water park and everything, and like I grew up there and everything, but like still mm-hmm. once you get older, I feel like once you've gone so many times,
yeah.
like it kind of just not gets boring, but like you're
does.
Looking for something new.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something new mm-hmm. and I was like, why don't I just work there?
Yeah.
Like in the summers, like why not? Like,
genius.
It sounds awesome. My brother works there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Amazing place.
I've always wanted to do Fright Fest at Great Escape. I
yes.
think that that'd be so fun.
Yeah. Are they doing that this year?
I'm assuming. They just got bought back because I think that they closed.
Six Flags like sold it and then like bought
yeah.
it back. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Six Flags. They're a mess.
Nope.
They're literally a mess. I'm so happy I work for a family-owned amusement park and not that. Like, it's so... Like, I'm sorry. If you're listening and you work at Six Flags or something like...
Shout out Six Flags.
Shout out. We love you. I went to Great Adventure and had a great time. I've had a lot of great times at Darien Lake. Okay. All right.
Shout out.
Half your rides are closed. But
I won't hold it against you. But
I won't hold it against you. But you know, like aside, like I feel like I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
I haven't really seen you much. This is like the first time I've like sat down
to
see you.
I know. It's been really hectic.
It's been crazy.
So both of us have moved into our first apartment this year.
Crazy.
How is it going for you?
Good. I have a lot of maintenance problems, but it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
I like the second I walked in with my landlord, I fell in love with it.
Aww.
Yeah. It's really cute. And it's perfect for just two of us.
Yeah.
And my roommate, Sean. We're roommates again.
Shout out Sean
McGrain.
I miss you, Sean McGrain.
Damn. He wasn't at Mask and Hammer.
No.
I know. I was waiting to hear like damn, but I didn't hear it. So
wow,
it's okay.
It's like whatever, but
yeah. But if you're listening, Sean, please like, I love you.
Like and, shout out,
like literally shout out, like best roommate ever. I don't know what I'm gonna do without you next year. Like genuinely, like,
I'm so jealous seeing both of you post like you guys grilling on
oh,
your porch.
Oh my god. Okay, so Sean got these burgers from Aldi,
mm-hmm.
and then was like, we're gonna cook them on Saturdays. What I do for meal prep is I meal prep Sunday and it lasts me Monday through Friday.
Genius.
And then Saturday, Sunday, I just figure it out.
Is like, it expensive to meal prep like that?
Not really. I mean, you're kind of buying in bulk in a sense, but mm-hmm. not really. Like I got like a pack of chicken thighs that will last me the entire week mm-hmm. for $15 at Walmart.
Mm.
So it's not terrible. And if you shop at Aldi, you will save so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is if you're not cooking something different every night, honestly, I feel like you're saving because you don't have to buy as many ingredients.
I agree.
You just have to buy more of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, Aldi, I feel like is really the place to shop.
I feel like I need to do like a crock pot meal, like a massive crock pot meal and just let that
Be
it for the week.
I have a crock pot. I'm really upset because I bought an air fryer and it doesn't work.
Why is that? What?
Yep.
Do you have the receipt?
Well, I didn't buy it. It was gifted to me. I should have said that. It was gifted to me. Like, you know, like I was like brand new.
Let me give you a tidbit. If you go to Walmart, is that where it came from?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, where'd it come from?
It was like, I got it as a gift for like Christmas.
But like you don't know what store it came from?
I don't know. I think it was bought online.
Well, because if you go to Walmart and it's from Walmart and you're like, hey, I got this as a gift. I don't have the receipt. It's not on my card because it was a gift, but it doesn't work. They will give you like a card to like buy a new one. Yes.
I'll think about it. I don't think it was bought at Walmart though.
Which sucks.
I know. But if they like sell it, maybe they'll believe me. But it does have a shipping label on it. Mm. On the box.
Take it out of the box.
I don't know. wait, hold on. I'm going to play the sound it was making in the mic.
What?
If your air fryer sounds like this, it's not supposed to. I think the fan is hitting something, and it's really great. I'm really upset because I was going to air fry some stuff, but now I can't. And my oven doesn't really make anything crispy.
Oh, my God.
That's what my air fryer. That's
yeah.
The sound
it
of
sounds
my
like something's a little stuck. Because I thought you were gonna play. It usually makes like a.
Yeah, and it does for a little bit, and then like 3 minutes in, it starts making that sound. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if I did something wrong. Something's not right.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, meal prepping.
Yes.
And then so Sean bought these burgers for Saturday, and he like surprised me. I like wasn't expecting him to cook for me. Mm. And he's like, we're going to, because so our apartment came with a grill. So the way my apartment is set up, whole house.
Yep.
But we get the second floor. So the second floor is just us. There's another apartment on the first. We have like a little balcony kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And our grill's out there. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, all right, let's like try it out. Why not? And I was going to be meal prepping grilled chicken for the week anyway. So I was like, well, yeah, let's try it out before like I burn the house down or something. Right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we did it, and it came out so good. Those burgers were peak.
Yum.
And I ate two of them. There was Yum. Like, they were so good. And he did really good. And then I grilled chicken yesterday, and he, like, kind of showed me the ropes.
Mm, how kind.
I know. Shout out Sean McGrain.
Shout out Sean McGrain.
We love you, and you're coming on Stereotypes soon.
Yep. Very soon. So stay strapped.
Very, very soon.
Ready. Have you met your downstairs neighbors?
I have. I met one of them. Like when I moved in, and then the other two moved in later. But like we've like met now, and they're pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, no, they're really chilled. They're really nice. They're very understanding. Like they were being really loud like Tuesday night, and I think Sean like went down there and was like, "Can you guys like quiet down?" Like they were like, it sounded like they were like throwing furniture. Like I I don't know. Like it's just like it's weird. Like what are you doing? So we went down there. And, like, Sean, like, was like, can you guys, like, quiet down? And they were like, oh, my God, sure. Like, we're so sorry. Like, they're very understanding. And I love them for that.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah, they're great people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we lucked out. And also the driveway, like, fits five cars. So it's three people on the bottom, two people on the top.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the house is. The driveway fits five cars, but, like, very tightly.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the girls doesn't have a car, so it's four cars. So it works out. And you can park on the street. It's just when it snows, they're, like, really annoying about it.
Yeah.
Landlord's great. He's really helpful with like anything that we need. So, yeah, no, it's a really, really nice house. It's so cozy. Like we're going to need to have multiple movie nights.
Oh,
it came, the TV came with a really good sound system.
Really?
Like, yeah. I don't know. It just like has a sub and a sound bar and like, it's so peak.
Okay.
I did movie night with my friend Grace. Shout out Grace. Yesterday and it was really good. So it worked out great.
That's so fun.
I know it was great. But yeah, I really do like my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, like, can't, like, it's little things that I don't like about it, but, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's a college apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, literally.
So.
It sounds like you have a really good for a college apartment.
Oh, for sure. Like, and I'm going to be student, so I'm an education major.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be student teaching next spring.
Mm-hmm.
Not this coming spring, but the one after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard in Oneonta
yeah.
to find a apartment lease for a student for only half the year.
Yep.
It's like nearly impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and so I'm going to see what I can do to figure it out.
Do you have any ideas for a roommate?
I did. It's funny. I was talking to Leah Lawrence about it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Just because like, I was like, what do you want to like, I don't know. I don't have anyone to live with.
Would you ever want to hang out socially?
Would you ever want to hang out socially? And she was like, I'm right here. And I was like, yeah, but I would have to leave you halfway through the year.
Right.
Like, I would feel bad if like some random moves in and like they suck. Like, I don't know. I could always find a single apartment too. I feel like that would probably be the best option.
Mm-hmm.
Or my brother now lives in Oneonta. Shout out Jeremy.
Mm.
He now lives in Oneonta. He works at, I think it's called Amphenol Aerospace out in Sydney. And he has an extra bedroom that he's using as an office. It's just his apartment is not furnished.
Gotcha.
But that's also an option.
Is he older or younger?
Yes, he's 2 years older.
Mm.
Yep.
How exciting. Is he the one that you went to their graduation? Or is that a different brother?
Um, Wait, what?
There was like one, there was a time like last semester where like, I think it was the same time as Teddy Madness. You went to a graduation.
Yes, that was him.
Gotcha.
Yes, I have one brother.
One older brother.
That's
You're the
it.
Younger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like being the younger one though.
Really?
Yeah, it's low-key lit. Because like the older siblings already gone through it all.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm just either following in footsteps or it's already figured out for me.
Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah, that kind of eats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Like anything else? Like how about your apartment or like...
My apartment is good. I live on the third floor, okay. But it's really nice because there's an elevator, so yes. It's not that bad. I'm on the same floor as a bunch of theater people that I know, so we keep like ding-dong ditching each other and running away.
That's so funny.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's uber fun. I've been cooking little things after my rehearsals. My room is so cute. I need more decor though because the walls are a little too blank for
my walls are also a little bit blank, yeah. But my landlord said we can't use command strips.
That's what mine says too. Not my landlord because I live at Hillside, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. My landlord was like, no command strips, but you can use push tacks.
Yes.
So I guess that's fine. I feel like I'm going to just use tape for most posters, but some of them, they wouldn't stay up. Like the tape wouldn't stick to the wall.
Yes. So I'm having that same issue.
Yeah. So I use push tacks. Yes. And I like feel bad, but like there's holes in the wall, but like,
I know.
Six, seven, it like, looks what are like you gonna they're.
Do? But like 6'7", what are you gonna do?
What are you like at this point? But I'm glad that your apartment's cute.
I like need pretending to be an adult. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like I'm in the comfort of college, but like but I like, go home and I cook
this
my
is adulting.
Meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like it's very independent.
Yeah.
It's a little bit nerve wracking, at least for me, because like you don't really have a support system under you. Mm-hmm. Like if you're landlord, but, like, what is like. Like you don't have an RA, you don't have, and it's, in one way it's very freeing, and the other way it's kind of anxiety inducing because it's like, if something were to happen, you don't have someone who can call emergency maintenance. Yeah. You don't have someone who can like, you know what I mean? Like if something like, you know, but I don't know. I feel like my apartment is pretty well taken care of.
Yeah.
So, there was people living in it, I guess the week before we moved in. A lot of the baseball families, there's like the Cooperstown All-Star Village.
Yep.
And around this area, like the baseball thing is like huge, like baseball camps. And the families need to live somewhere
because
they're down here. So they live in the apartments that students don't live in over the summer. It's like really smart. Like,
yeah, for, like, actually landlords. Genius.
Yeah. And they pay a lot of money.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I will say I do like the separation of like home and school, if that makes sense. Like I like driving to classes and stuff like that. Like I feel it's nice for me.
It is really nice. I actually started going to the gym. So I like having my routine where I like, because Monday, Wednesday, Friday I don't have class till 1 o'clock and it ends at 1:50 and then I don't have anything else to do. I mean, I have extracurriculars and whatever, but like I don't have any other classes. So like what am I gonna do? And I'm not gonna sleep till noon because like that's like what I did last semester and like whatever. And also, I just find myself going to bed earlier. I don't know why, but I just feel like I just find myself doing that.
It's
for
giving
some reason.
Old.
It's
giving unk.
Stop. Because, like, well, I just don't have anything to do. Like, if I'm going to be in rehearsals or something, that's one thing. But
right.
Like, but, like, I'll get up, not early, but I'll get up, like, when I, like, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll, like, go to the gym for an hour.
Yeah. What gym do you go to?
Shout out YMCA.
There it is.
Yeah, they have. So the YMCA has this college power pass, and I don't think they've ever done it before. But you pay, I think it's $125 for the semester.
Yep.
You get access to the Oneonta Family YMCA, and you get access to the Y Specialty Fitness at the Fox Care Center, which is like about an 8-minute drive down like east. Well, they're both very nice facilities, and they're not too crowded, and you don't see a ton of people you know either, which that gives me gym anxiety when I see someone I know and I'm like trying to like just like work out. So I feel like that's also part of it, and it fits in nicely with my routine. It's right by my house.
That's so fun.
So I've been going. I go Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, and I go Saturday, like sometimes Saturday.
That's beautiful.
But yeah. I feel healthier. I feel healthier that I'm not, like, no shade on the dining halls, but I feel healthier that I'm, like, making my own home-cooked meals
I'm
that are,
like, that.
I feel like healthier. Yeah. At least I know what's in them.
Yep.
And then also on top of that, like getting a little bit of a workout in. Like I'm not doing anything intense.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand being sore.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like I will do, usually what I do is like a Monday, Friday, I'll just do like a full body workout. Like
yeah.
I'll do like, I don't know, like two sets of like one, like legs. I'll like do like a, like two sets of something legs and then two sets of another thing legs and then move on.
Mm.
Like, and I don't do super heavy weights. I don't go till failure. I just like, I just casually do it and it's making me feel better because like I can't go to the gym, be super sore and then go the next day.
Yeah.
Like it'll kill my motivation.
It's also just good to move your body like that. Like,
yeah,
I think
it helps
good.
Your metabolism.
Yes.
It just helps you like in general just like feel better and
yes.
I'm already feeling that, so
period.
I'm just hoping it stays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I paid a decent amount of money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also you get access to all the classes,
right?
So like I'm thinking about going to like yoga or like I don't know, there's Pilates, but like I'm scared.
Pilates seems like so crazy hard from the videos that I see.
Like, yeah, but like there's way harder things. Like there's hot yoga, there's HIIT workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I feel like it could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
And like even if you go, like do what you can, like you don't,
right.
And you're not being forced
yeah.
to like do something that like you can't do, you know what
yes.
I mean? A bunch of my friends also got the same pass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna go together hopefully and motivate each other.
That's
the
so
hope.
Fun.
But so far I've been going by myself Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I kind of like being by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I like just headphones on my
yes.
own world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and it's starting to become more of a routine, less of a chore, which
Let
is
me
a good
say,
thing.
Over the summer, I have found so much comfort in just being by myself, and it's like addictive now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that was me. Like, yeah, I feel like this summer I was more like interactive with people, but yeah, no, I
you know what I mean?
I do get
like
what
I'm
you
more
mean.
Comfortable just being alone. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When usually I was like restless and I'm like, I need to talk to someone. I need to hang out. I need
yeah.
to like.
I mean, like back at home, I feel like I have very few friends. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends here,
mm-hmm.
but like I have very few friends like back at home from like high school.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it because
mm-hmm.
like I don't feel like I am running around being like, oh my God, I have to hang out with this person, this person, this person.
Yep.
Like I feel like, you know, it just like casually it comes up and it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, let's go do something. And but I also like have time to relax and rest.
Yeah.
Especially after working every day, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, but again, like it's I do see what I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I really do like being around people, but
mm-hmm.
like when I am by myself, if I'm not bored, then
right.
we're good. Like
That's
if I'm bored, I mean. I'm like, I need to text someone. We need
oh,
to go.
Yeah.
We need to go get ice cream.
Yeah.
Like we need to do something. Like, but yeah, no, I get what you mean.
Mm-hmm. You know what we should talk about?
Yeah.
The dining halls. Let's circle back on that and how the fact that only one is open on the weekends.
Yeah. Suni Oniana, I love you guys a lot. Like I really do. No, like I do. And it does not affect me anymore.
Right.
This,
which is why I can speak freely.
This doesn't affect
on this.
Me.
Right.
But
I'm unbiased.
Had I still lived on campus and Mills was closed on weekends, like you'll catch you would catch me at Will's in the morning on weekends.
Oh, for sure.
Don't get
that's
me
breakfast.
Wrong. Right, that's breakfast.
Yeah.
Like you know, but like you would catch me at Mills at night.
I just prefer Mills's variety, and
yeah.
I just Will's doesn't really impress me. No matter what like is made, you know, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I like when they do their events though.
Yes,
their
I agree.
Events are fun.
Like that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably won't catch me at the dining halls too much this semester. I do have a dining plan, a commuter dining plan.
So do I.
Just
mm-hmm.
in case. Like, you know, I feel like there's going to be times where I'm stuck on campus after a rehearsal or something. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm not going to go home and cook.
Mm-hmm.
My meal prep should help with that.
Yep.
But again, like, what am I going to do on a weekend?
Yeah, true.
Catch me at the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Ella's is gone?
I did. And it's like a new place.
Yeah, it's like the
so
same thing, just like a new name.
Yeah. I wonder why. It literally didn't even last like over a year. That's crazy.
I don't know. I feel like this. Maybe it might have been the same thing with Argo, maybe.
You think so?
I don't know. Because I know like Argo closed and just reopened. It's the same thing, just a different name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is so weird.
Hello.
What?
Wait.
Don't.
Oh.
What?
No, nothing.
Stop.
Sorry.
You're scaring me.
No. Never mind.
Stop. What?
Sorry, nothing. I touched the headphone cord and it's like broken and the sound just cut out and
See,
I was like, something just happened.
You looked behind me and looked petrified and I thought you saw a ghost.
Well, I looked at the board and I was like, did the board just turn off?
Oh.
I was like really confused.
My gosh. And there's a motion sensor light behind me and it didn't go off, but you looked scared. So I genuinely thought there was an apparition behind me. That's why I was like, stop.
Stop.
Stop. Enough.
Don't.
Enough.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any opinions?
On the dining hall?
Other opinions?
No, that's mainly my opinion.
Yeah. How are you feeling about pumpkin spice?
So excited.
You know what I did do this summer?
What?
I developed a 7-brew addiction.
Oh my God.
I got home and they opened one.
Yes.
And then they opened another one this summer closer by.
Really?
Yeah. I was there every week.
What's your go-to drink?
Okay, so I have a few. Cookie butter blondie.
Yes.
With
yes.
cookie butter blondie.
That's mine.
With caramel drizzle.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
And then I really like the cherry limeade fizz.
I haven't tried
it. It comes in an energy by default, but you can get it as a fizz instead.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
The fizzes are low-key underrated.
I don't think I've ever tried one.
They're really good.
Really?
And I also love the Pink Paradise lemonade.
I need one in Oneana. A 7-brew?
Yeah.
Like, bad.
Yeah. I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
I know.
But maybe, like, nearby. I feel like they've been opening, like, in, like, really random towns, though.
It sucks because if you look on a map, there's 7-brews in a perfect circle around Oneonta.
Just not one in.
All equal distance, yes.
Hmm.
Isn't it crazy?
Maybe they will, then. I didn't know there was that many near here.
It's bizarre.
Hmm.
Trust, I've looked.
Yeah.
Trust.
We gotta do, like, a trip to one.
We should.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
I'm missing it. Like, they have their pumpkin now. I know. And their apple.
And I need to try it.
And I need it.
And I need to try it. And I need it.
Starbucks banana bread chai.
Yum.
Peak. I haven't gotten pumpkin yet. I gotta wait.
I got a pumpkin chai.
Yeah.
Chai is very fall to me, and I can't.
No, it really is, but I need to, like, I don't know. Pumpkin needs to wait until it's, like, fall.
I made the mistake of getting pumpkin on the day that it released, and it took over an hour for my drink to be made, and then someone took it. So then I waited another hour. So I waited 2 hours for this drink.
Wow.
And then finally I spoke up and I was like, hello, I've been waiting here for 2 hours. Because they were... No shade to the workers.
Yeah.
Because I am sure that it's stressful. I know it's stressful.
It's definitely stressful.
People are asking where their drink is and they're going on the kiosk and they're like, there's 32 people ahead of you. I'm looking at it. I see your drink right here. There's 32 people ahead of you. You have to wait.
Yeah. It's because I feel like also part of it's all the freshmen are like, wait, there's a Starbucks on my campus and it's technically free because my mom paid for it. So everything's getting back in the swing here. We're getting back in the swing.
Yeah.
Our whole station was torn apart this summer.
Shout out Wony.
Yeah. We have some music.
That's true. New music.
Lots of new music.
That's
we got fed this summer.
We did.
We got fed this summer. There's so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we play?
Okay.
And then come back and talk.
I like that. The music that I chose from over the summer that was released is Hate That I Made You Love Me, Petal. Album.
Petal.
Ariana Grande. What was your choice?
I chose Stupid Song by Olivia Rodrigo.
Fire.
Probably my favorite song right now and my favorite song since it came out.
It's on my heavy rotation. It's played all the time.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so let's play this music and then we'll come back.
Yeah.
And gab.
Let's do it.
Okay, perfect.
See you guys soon.
Just time to glimpse the moon, 'cause it's all bad news.
Fire album.
What?
It's Fire album.
So good.
I love that album.
Olivia Rodrigo doesn't have a bad song in her discography.
Let's talk about that. Yeah.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
There is genuinely not a single skip.
Yep.
All three albums, all the singles.
Mm-hmm.
Her new song, Serena Joy, just came out.
I haven't listened to that. Is it
really?
Good?
It's good. It's really good. I like it. It's very much Addison Rae vibes.
Really?
I think. Yeah. Daisy Chain just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Daisy Chain Festival.
Yeah,
looked great. Chapel Roan was there.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, she's back. I hope she releases some like music or something.
I know. What's the last thing she released? The Subway.
Yeah, the Subway.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's fine.
I
it's
like
whatever.
The Subway.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, album of the summer, album of the year.
Really?
Well, there. I mean, there were still some good albums, I guess, that came out. But like, I feel like nothing tops it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Her marketing team.
Oh my God.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, I know.
Like, it's good.
The whole aesthetic of the album, mm-hmm. too. I'm just, like, I got the vinyl. It's on this, like, pink swirly vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a great picture in there.
Mm.
Like, it's so cute. Like, I just, the whole entire album is perfection.
I won't buy a vinyl. Whoa, that was loud. I won't buy a vinyl unless I have a poster in it. Is that crazy?
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not spending $40 to not get a poster. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, fair. It really depends. For me, if it's a really good album, like, I'll buy it. What I did stop doing is I stopped buying vinyls before I heard the album. So, like, I'm,
smart.
Like, you know, I'm a big Swiftie. Whenever she'd, like, announce an album, she'd, like, start releasing all these vinyl variants. But, like, we didn't know what the album sounded like yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, these variants look cool. Let's just buy them.
Yeah.
But what if the album sucks?
Right.
Like, you know, and I do have multiple vinyls that I just don't like. Because, like, I listen to the album, I'm like, hey, so, like, I don't like this.
You know what I do recommend to literally anyone? I always go thrifting, and any, like, this is bad because you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
But I look at the albums, and anything that, like, stands out to me, I'll pick it up and I'll, like, take a picture of it with my phone and I'll listen to it on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
And if I like the, like, shuffle that I listen to, I get it. And usually, like, thrifted albums are, like, 75 cents.
Oh, yeah, they're
and
so cheap.
And that's how I discover new music.
I mean, half
and I
of them
love
don't
it.
Even spin. But, like, but... But yeah, no.
But
I
yeah,
see,
no.
But
go
I
off. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I know. I bought. I think I bought a vinyl at like Goodwill or something, and it was like, and I was like, wait, like I know it. It was like some soundtrack or something, like for a show, and it didn't work. Like
oh.
it would. It just didn't work.
I need a new record player. I have one of those suitcase ones.
Mm. You gotta come over to my apartment and see mine.
I have seen yours. Didn't you have it last year?
Well, that was my roommate's.
Oh,
like not Sean.
Other roommates.
Yes.
I'm with you.
But I brought actually mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good price.
Where'd you get it?
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the speakers too.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need an amp, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Powered speakers are like the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need an amp. Who wants a whole amp?
Right.
Like, I guess if you have like a really elaborate setup, sure. But like,
right.
You don't really need one.
Yeah.
At least not in like your little house, not my apartment.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So who else? Phoebe Bridgers.
I haven't listened to that one. I do, but I haven't listened to her new one.
Okay. Life changing. You will cry. You will cry.
Okay, so yeah, life changing.
Yeah. Oh, I did get Wishbone Deluxe.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I got Wishbone Deluxe on vinyl. It's gorgeous. Obviously, it's really great. I actually held off on buying the original Wishbone vinyl until the deluxe one came out just because I loved it so much. And I was like, he's going to release it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. Wait, I have a list of like artists that released. Do you listen to Gracie Abrams? Probably not.
Well, I know of her. I haven't really listened to much of her.
Yeah,
the
fair.
Popular songs.
Let's talk Petal and the Eternal Sunshine Tour. Wow.
Yeah.
The Eternal Sunshine Tour. Like, I need to be there.
Like, wow.
I need to be there.
Like, wow.
You know what I'm gonna do tomorrow? Olivia Rodrigo Silver Star tickets. Like, the requests open.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's like $25 tickets,
and
you don't know where you're sitting till you get there. But it's $25 per ticket.
Right.
I think I'm gonna.
That's
do
a good
it.
Gamble.
I think I'm gonna do it.
Do it.
And it's in Brooklyn, and my friend lives on Long Island.
Why not? Do
like,
it.
I'm gonna try.
Who cares?
Ariana. The Eternal Sunshine Tour. I'm like really upset. I didn't get to go.
Yep.
A couple of my coworkers went. Like, I was so jealous.
Yeah.
She is amazing. And we all know the controversy. Everyone's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her body, her health, whatever. Guys, okay, here's the thing. I am indifferent about it, but I do have my opinion. So I guess I'm not indifferent.
Right.
So I guess that's how that works. And this is just a general statement to the world. You don't know what someone is going through unless you're them.
True.
You really don't.
So true.
And like, she is performing these shows flawlessly.
Yeah.
Not tired, like getting through them like well. She's singing better than she like ever has.
When people are comparing her to Cynthia Erivo, saying that like Cynthia recovered faster, it's like, guys.
Guys, like, what are we doing?
Let's just calm down.
Why not? Like, And Ariana has said it. A lot of artists have said it. I think the world is getting too comfortable commenting on people's bodies.
Yes.
They really are.
Does everyone need to express every opinion that they have ever? No.
No, they don't.
No, you don't.
And, like, and it goes both ways. Like, and it goes both ways. If someone is overweight, if someone is really skinny, you don't need to make a comment on it. You don't know what they're going through.
Like, my life is still going on perfectly fine. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
So I think
and it goes beyond bodies, too. Like,
yes.
What, like, relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we don't want to hear it.
It's just like in this world of like, oh, gossip tea. Like,
yeah. Like, but, no. Like, but like, stop. Let
just
people
stop.
Live. And I'm, as much as I hate to admit it, I think Petal was a goodbye album for
yes.
a very long time.
Yes. Well, I think she admitted that, didn't she?
She said she's not going to be, she said she will not, like, after the Eternal Sunshine tour is done, it's going to be a long break.
Yes.
And she's even pulled out of this musical or something that she was going to do.
Have you seen people saying, because doesn't at the end of the tour, she like rises into the sky?
Yeah.
People are saying that that is symbolism and her saying that like she's never coming back is that she's going to die.
Okay.
And she's like done.
That's a little crazy.
Right. She's like done with living and she's going to join what's his face?
Yeah.
Her old boyfriend.
Mac.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, guys.
That's a little crazy.
That's a little crazy of you to
that's
say.
That's actually really crazy.
Like, hello?
Just let her, like, just let her live her life.
Just let her rise into the sky if she
when,
wants to.
When Taylor Swift yep. Was like, you know, and she put a documentary about it. This is factual information that she shared with the world.
Yep.
That she had an eating disorder during the 1989 World Tour.
Yep.
And she was borderline passing out on stage, mm-hmm. backstage, mm-hmm. like, whatever. And she thought it was normal. She couldn't even, it was really hard for her to get through the shows. Ariana is like flawlessly getting through these shows.
In like 7-inch heels, mind you.
Exactly. Like, girl.
Like, guys.
And guys. The intro is so gaggy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. When that curtain just goes in, it's yes and. Oh my God.
It's so good.
Yeah. She is an amazing person. I've loved her since like forever. Like, Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked was so good. And the tour itself is great. And Petal is an amazing album.
Yeah.
I will say it's not my favorite by her.
Yeah.
I think like Dangerous Woman is mm-hmm. like nothing's going to be Dangerous Woman
yeah.
for me and nothing's going to be Eternal Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Eternal Sunshine got me through a lot. Like,
yeah.
You know, like it got me through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Petal, there's so many lyrics in there that are just like, this is goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really sit down and listen, it's like, oh.
It's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel like, and people are saying the album doesn't have any progression, but I really do think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she starts off being like, you know, like, I need you, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, wait, like, do I? And then at mm-hmm. the end of the album, she's like, wait, no, I don't. I just
yep.
need me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yep.
And she's kind of like, screw you to her fans.
Yep.
Because they're also saying these things and they're starting mm-hmm. these rumors and like
yes.
it's
got to be exhausting.
It is like, you know, and I know why she's going to go into yeah. hiding. I mean, like,
yeah,
you got to do what you got to do.
Lucas, let me ask you, where were you when you found out Dolly Parton died and Tim Curry?
I was in the Wony studio. Not Tim Curry. Dolly Parton. I'm sitting at the board.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sitting at the board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing my show.
Yes.
I actually found out because of you. You posted on your spam.
I did.
And you said this and that. It's been a horrible day. And now I just found out that Dolly Parton is dead. And I sat
day.
There and my jaw dropped.
Yes.
And I didn't know what
yes.
to do. Like, the news had just broke. Like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't mention mm-hmm. anything on the radio
yeah.
about it because I didn't, like, I just didn't know like,
it's
what
just
to
so
do.
Sad.
And it is really sad. And Tim Curry.
Yeah. I was in stage props and the class ended and I stood up and my good friend Allie stands up and says, and by the way, Tim Curry died.
Oh.
And I said, oh. I thought she was joking. I was like, are you serious right now? She's like, no, like, yeah.
And we're going to see Rocky Horror.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
We are seeing Rocky Horror.
So excited.
Yep.
Wow. September 19th,
mm-hmm.
Rocky Horror, I'm in you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, oh my gosh. I just realized.
Never yes. mind.
We'll talk later.
Oh.
I can't say it on the air.
What?
Oh. Well, I guess I could. Whatever. Oh. Anyway, ciao. Anyway, so it's so sad that Dolly is dead because like what the heck? Like, oh, and also right after the show, I went to my class
mm-hmm.
and I have an education professor. Her name's Julia Baxter. She is so nice. But she's older. Mm-hmm. She's older. Okay. Like, she keeps saying she's going to retire in a few years. Like, you yep. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's like the best professor I've ever had ever. Mm-hmm. And someone in the class just says that.
Yep.
And she like needed like a minute. Like, mm-hmm. like it was devastating news. And it's just like, someone like that is like, you know, she was such a great person, just like all around.
Especially for queer icons. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Yep. She was a great person all around.
Rest in power.
Yeah. Genuinely yeah. rest in power.
Genuinely.
It's just like sad when like a legend like that dies. Her, Tim mm-hmm. Curry. Like, these people don't deserve that.
I know.
They don't.
The day that Tim Curry died, I was walking and I passed Ava Cancredi and she said, I can't wait to see who dies tomorrow because they always die in threes.
Ava,
said,
bro.
Ava.
Ava,
you're shady.
Ava, oh my God. Of course she would say that.
You know what we do need to talk about though before this ends?
Yeah.
Our award.
Oh, we do need to do that. Stereotypes
yep.
was nominated for an award uh-huh. towards the end of towards the like low-key mid-fall.
Yep.
And we were entered into this, I guess, competition mm-hmm. Through New York State Broadcasters Association. And they were looking for some nominations for different categories. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of, you know, amazing WONY DJs. We had almost 50.
It's crazy.
Last year. And we reached out to the ones that stood out to us. And they sent in clips. We sent the clips to the e-board. The e-board made a decision to send in stereotypes mm-hmm. for review. And I got an email like midsummer that we won.
I was substituting and I get a text from Lucas and it's like that South Park thing yeah. where he calls, he's like, Kyle, it's all coming. Lucas was like, we won. I'm like, what did we win?
I was at work. I was literally at work. Like, Alyssa, we won. We are the best radio show, local radio show, regularly scheduled weekly radio show
in New York State.
Yep.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bless up, everyone.
So I hope we gain some fans, and I hope we do. We're going to this luncheon in October.
To claim
in
our
Albany.
Award.
Yeah, to claim our award. They're going to play a clip from our show.
So cute.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And maybe we'll gain some fans.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that pretty much sums it up for today.
I know.
Yeah.
First one in the books.
Yep. And,
that's about it.
Go to Club Expo on Wednesday. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Today is Monday.
I'm so used to our show being Tuesday. Or it wasn't even Tuesday, was it? It was Wednesday.
It was Wednesdays. Okay.
All right. Just vote.
I already know I'm going to be out. Just vote.
Tune into my show tomorrow at 2.
You got it.
I don't know what I'm playing yet.
Okay.
Probably like something.
I would hope so. What? Probably gonna play something.
I did new music last time. But
will you put this over there? I left this crayon over here. I was coloring earlier.
But thank you guys for tuning in to Stereotypes, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah. Go to Club Expo and join some clubs. Join WONY.
Join WONY.
It's so much fun.
Keep it locked.
And yeah. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Love you guys. It seems you went and tricked me. I thought you loved me dearly. It's not worth talking through. It's not the end of something true. It's just really, 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 really sad. Really, 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 really sad. The baby, baby, you can
my mind emits broken faucet, kitchen sink, eyes up, fidgeting, nothing new there. Night after night, night after night. Hope is a hidden man, stick up, wooden gun, empties my pockets, gets me drunk, leaves me on my own. Paradise, absent mind, each choice, part of me dies, killing myself to stay alive, still at home. Night after night, night. Is a needle and thread, waxing and waning, tossing in bed, sail of a kite, crimson red, drawing lines in thin air. Night after night, night after night, night.
Covers, and you're getting to my head. What I do?
Wait,
you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
What I do?
It's all just inside jokes.
That should be one.
The kings of concussion, Vince and Larry.
If you don't wear your seatbelt and your car rolls, my friend, that's when your headaches begin. When your fragile body flips end over end, that's when your
Seatbelts are something